Hello and welcome to Leverage. It's been a
short minute. It's been a long time getting from there to here.
Wow, that fast. Okay.
It's been since the summer of 69 that we played last.
Nice.
Oh, but I heard me and all the guys from school got together and we tried real hard.
Anyway.
Thanks, Brian Adams, you human wasteland. I'm sure Brian Adams is a very nice man.
When he was growing up, he was a teenage wasteland.
Anyway.
You want to just restart this?
No, we're here now.
Wasn't going to, but yeah, we're going to now.
Power through! Attack that
You ruined it, you killed it.
I'm stopping this recording.
Oh, I'm just going to keep the hangout going.
Fine.
I don't want to clap anymore, Jay's. My fragile hands.
You clapped once.
You don't understand how fragile they are.
You don't understand his sandpaper skin and glass bones. Yes,
exactly.
That sounds like a personal problem. Get those hands together.
Yes,
if you
want
to clap.
And,
three, two, one.
Ow! My every finger.
Welcome to Leverage.
Oh, man.
Andrew. Burke.
Greg.
By God, he's killed him.
By God, that man is broken in half.
God, is my wit.
Gurge. Gregnar. Gargarino.
I'm going to refill my water while we're waiting.
Egg.
You will give me an egg.
Where are you at, City Toast?
Snails!
Oh, hey, we got a bee.
Yes, I'm back. What?
Hi!
Hey.
We've been saying nonsense words into the microphone, hoping you'd recognize one of them.
I caught the end of it.
Oh, yeah, he said bourbon a minute ago. Oops.
I heard Yo City Toast and snails.
That's all you needed.
Good. I got it.
Where are you? These manta rays eat 100% corn Washington.
With what was it? Portable
potatoes.
Have
you ever listened? It's so hard to take care of the manta ray, let alone the snails.
Should we just make that menu the picture on this podcast?
Please.
I feel like that was a menu they gave us at the coffee shop from last episode.
Oh, man.
It obviously came back from the future anyway.
I've come to your time with our future dishes.
My future dish, like City Toast?
Like chicken on a rope.
This is such a fucking impenetrable meme.
Oh, man,
is that a meme? It's a cold hard truth.
Just please, dear audience, if you have no idea what you're talking about, which you probably don't, please ask us. We're not insane.
Yeah,
of course they don't know.
It's not a meme. It's a cold hard truth.
Yeah, that's the thing that's the worst about it, right? Is that it wasn't the joke.
You know the name of the restaurant, right? Just say it so like people can look at the fucking menu.
Bastille something.
It's not. It's like Rodiger's.
It's just
house.
Bastille.
Bastille was the theme of the menu for that week.
Oh, God, Jesus, no.
Fuck. Kill me.
Weekly theme menus?
Do they all just say, cheese?
Okay.
Okay, it's from the Roebling Tea Room in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. There we go.
You gotta pull out, guys. We gotta pull out.
It's too late. We're come back
gone
for
too
me.
Deep.
Also, I'm gonna say, there's a brief tangent here just talking about this fucking tea room. I've been to an actual, like, 18th century tea time at the fucking Drake Hotel in Chicago. I ate I ate cucumber finger sandwiches. Like, it was not as pretentious as this fucking menu.
Were they? Did you have a cheese? Cucumber?
There was no warm fucking cucumber.
Give me them tepid cubes.
There were finger sandwiches, and there were baked goods and 17 varieties of tea. And it cost like $50 a person. And it was not as fucking pretentious as this goddamn Bastille menu. You could not order a cheese.
One cheese, please.
Okay. Back to what we were doing.
Yes.
To be fair, it's timely. Feet people are in the news right now.
Christ, yeah. Thank God for foot fetishists.
Yeah. Anywho.
Now that we've dated this.
I mean, not to me, but...
Well, like, I'll we didn't date it with President Dustin from Stranger Things. And Despacito.
I feel like we've said his exact... I feel like we've established his exact age in this, so yeah, we really super dated it.
Oh yeah, I'm sure someone's gonna be listening to this 30 years from now.
Got him.
Didn't he die? Oh well.
If you're listening to this 30 years from now, like, comment, and subscribe. And whatever you do in the future.
Sign on to the Patreon, leave a check mark.
Add a beat crank.
Sign the address book.
Upload your emotional chip.
Please sign up for a Patreon 2 account.
That soul fraction is where you really get the good views from.
Purchase a quantity of regret.
Oh man, is that supposed to be the future? Podcast. I've been doing that nonstop.
Piss. No. Now our site also sells indulgences.
Oh, thank God, I've been needing some of those.
It kind of goes against everything I am as a Lutheran, but I'm non-practicing, so whatever.